Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 2 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Speaking of $1,000, Pastor Derek Wolf joins us, and I won $1,000. Betting against your beloved Denver Broncos, who you said would probably start off the year 8-0.
Well, that's fucked.
8-1 or 7-1 now. Yeah.
Now it's 7-1. Bo Nix, who just, it's one name.
He threw the ball into triple coverage. I mean, what the fuck is he doing? He was trying to get the ball to Cortland Sutton, and he was thrown in a double and triple coverage. That's why he threw two interceptions.
He was just as terrible as I promised you he would be. Denver actually has a really good offensive line, though. And that's usually the hardest thing for a rookie quarterback. They have a great offensive line. That's not the problem. He's the fucking problem. Also, you know, you only have one receiver and no tight ends. Not really a running back and much of a defense to speak of. Do you still have high hopes for a 7-1 start now?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, I think they learned a lot from that.
You think it's gonna carry over?
No.
Bob,
no, it's fucked. And I'm gonna have to get some stupid fucking tattoo because of this fucking asshole.
You sure
this
are.
Young idiot.
Bob, pop up that bet on screen here for the listeners, because I really want them to see this bet. Now, obviously, if you follow us on Facebook, Drinking Bros Sports is a private group. I post all my bet slips here. I posted this weeks ago. When was this? August 26th, 2 weeks before the start of the NFL season. Seattle minus five for $1,000. Garbage touchdown at the end. They ended up winning by six. But Daddy brought home the kitty that day, Derek.
It's so fucking bad. They're so bad.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good season up there.
But listen. John Elway and Peyton Manning both had really bad first games as well, as rookies. So, who knows?
I'm sorry. Is he saying that Bo Nix is going to be the next John Elway or
Peyton Manning? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that those two guys had terrible first games as well.
Well, you just talked to Eli on your show this past week.
Well, Peyton.
Peyton, excuse me. Did he have anything to say about Bo Nix?
No.
You think he's heard of him?
No. No, he definitely has heard of him because he lives here in Denver.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
They were hyping him up, but, man, can we just move on from
that? No, we can't, actually.
This is the whole show today.
Yeah, actually. We're going to go a Rogan episode. This is going to be about 3.5 hours. Solely focused on the Broncos and how horrific they are.
Well, can we get mushrooms and weed going?
We're gonna do that? I mean, you know.
We got some DMT in the Trump shoe up there. So, we can break that out and smoke that on the show.
I mean, there were some positives from the game.
Which were?
Their offensive line is good. Bo Nix can, when the pocket breaks down, he does a good job of not taking he only took two sacks and was able to move the ball down the field a little bit. Bad decision making.
Terrible.
Like, this is horrible.
Like, I don't know if it's the reads or the pressure or what, but, you know.
This isn't college football. You can't force throws in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's either open or he's not open.
And you don't throw. If somebody's triple covered, that means somebody's fucking wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of being open, we saw Creed last night and we had our arms wide open here. Look at this. They were selling these, by the way. The Stapp Cowboys jerseys. He did wear this during the encore last night. My God, what a show. And the Cowboys ended up winning. Derek, since you're new to the show here, here's what we do week in and week out. First half of the show, we'll go over the hits and misses from last week. And then we'll go over our predictions for next week's show. Real excited to hear your take on the Broncos. I'm sure it's going to be awesome, and I'm sure you're all in on them. However, we'll start with last week's games here. Big Monday night or Thursday night game here tonight too as well. So we're looking forward to that. Let's start with the old Kansas City Chiefs. Derek, this was another one you got wrong. And I texted you that as well. Had about 500 on that. Chiefs minus 2.5. Chiefs won by a toe. Have you ever seen a game end by just one toe?
I mean, I think so. It used to happen a lot. Those toe tap games, you know, plays that happen all the time. But
I wanted to get
it's so fucking close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to get an honest take from you here because Patrick Mahomes said something really interesting in the press conference afterward. He said if he was wearing white cleats, they think they might have counted that in. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah. So it's the reason offensive linemen wear whatever color tape. I mean, if they're playing on the road and the other team is wearing their home whites, they wear white tape on their hands always. So the hands get lost in the mix. For holding calls and shit. That's definitely a thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're playing away, most home teams have darker colored jerseys, the black tape.
Yeah, so look, in this one, great game, excellent way to start off the season. Record ratings across the board for the NFL this week as a whole.
The Chiefs' defense looked not great.
Well, first game.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Lamar didn't they weren't able to score as much as they should have been, but they put up 450 yards of offense.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable in an NFL game. That's so many yards. Holy shit.
You have to be able to finish the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that's unacceptable and I said this last week with Lamar Jackson, he can't be the leading rusher every single week for these guys. He had 16 carries and 122 yards, which is awesome. But if you run the ball that much for the length of a 17-game season and then the playoffs, he's going to get hurt. Very surprised that Derrick Henry only had 13 carries in this game.
Yeah, shocking, actually.
Yeah, only once in his career has Derrick Henry had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games before Week 8. Only once. And it was 2 years ago. The first time in his entire career that it ever happened. He's a slow starter, man, and he's learning. I don't know that it's a new system. I don't think – is Baltimore's offensive line great?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like a matter of time, you know.
It is, and like I told you last week, he doesn't really get going to week four, week five, every single season for whatever reason. Not sure what he does in the offseason or if he does anything, but that's just the way it is. The Friday night game, Eagles, Packers.
Hold on. Let's go back to – the dumb shit that the Ravens were doing. They were using a running back to block arguably the best defensive lineman in the league right now. Mm. Chris. They're using a running back to try to block him.
Like what? Yeah, and despite his size, Derrick Henry's not a great running or a great blocker.
It wasn't even Derrick Henry.
Oh, it's Justice Hill?
Yes.
Mm. Who is quite a bit smaller.
I mean, probably like 50 pounds smaller.
Mm.
Little guy, little man.
He was best out there that he could, but still, like, that pressure, it just makes zero sense. But that just shows you how coaches can scheme up a team, you know, and create those matchups. It's fucked up. I can't believe it.
Should have won. I can, Derek, because I picked it and I sent you that. I sent you a lot of text messages over the weekend.
A lot of bullshit coming my way. I was trying to hunt deer.
Yep.
Watch ball and hang out with Bo Nickel, and you fucking were sending me all this bullshit. You're lucky.
Well, look, while you were out in the woods, I was winning money on every single game. Absolutely on fire, including the Friday night game. Packers-Eagles took that one. That was Eagles -2.5 in this one. They covered literally identically what we talked about last week. Field conditions weren't great. Jordan Love ends up getting hurt on the second to the last play of the game. I thought Saquon Barkley looked fantastic. Eagles... Yeah. Man, Eagles and 49ers, it's got to be down to those two guys.
No, the Eagles aren't any – the Eagles – Saquon Barkley might be good enough to make up for how bad Jalen Hurts is. He is a bad quarterback.
He had two interceptions again.
It's not even that. Even the, like, good plays for them, it just wasn't – oh, my God, man. I mean, there can't be more talent on the offensive side of the ball than they have in Philadelphia right now. And he still can't – like, good God, man.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work out. But then again, Saquon Barkley might be good enough to overcome that shit because he is elite.
Three touchdowns in this game.
He's going to have a Christian McCaffrey, if not like a LaDainian Tomlinson-style season this year. Talking about 20-plus touchdowns.
Well, the Eagles have a great line, and this was a fun game to watch. I feel bad that, you know, Jordan Love's going to be out for what looks like a month now at this point. I don't know who their backup is.
Malik Willis.
Oh, God. Yeah. They're going to lose every game then.
Yeah, yeah. Josh Jacobs looked good. They didn't use him all that much. They got behind, obviously, so they had to throw the ball more. But he looked good. 5.5 yards a carry. That's what you expect out of him. Jalen Reed looked good. You know, but Jordan Love's out for at least, a month, I think.
Yeah.
Three to 4 weeks, but it's probably going to be longer than that based on what I saw. His ankle got rolled up real nice.
Yeah.
Is it just a sprained ankle?
Yeah, it's a high sprain, though, right?
I thought it was MCL.
MCL. Yeah,
it's an MCL. Sprained MCL?
Yep. Mm. Sprained MCL. He's going to be out at a minimum of 4 weeks. Yeah, they're already 0-1. Malik Willis is awful. He couldn't even throw a Hail Mary, for Christ's sakes, against a three-man rush at the last play of the game. It was like, what the fuck, bro? So that's your quarterback.
I don't think they have a third quarterback on the roster, even. Maybe they've signed somebody since then, but I don't. Like, their depth chart only has two guys.
They'll have to pull some guy off the street.
Yeah. I'm looking at their live roster right now. There's only two quarterbacks on it.
Is Kaepernick still available? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's getting his hair braided somewhere.
He's trying out for that flag football.
Yeah, he wants to be in the Olympics for flag football in 2028 in Los Angeles. Have fun with that. Next up was the Steelers-Falcons. Look, guys, nobody's a bigger Falcons fan than I am, and I bet against them. I told you to bet against them. This was an easy one again. Not only did the Falcons look horrific, more importantly, Kirk Cousins looked fucking awful. You guys behind the desk killed me for this forever. And
not healthy.
I told you that.
He's got no push.
I told you. Torn Achilles, 36 years old. We give him $180 million, dude. And I was like, he's going to be awful.
That's why you drafted Penix.
God.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Penix starts this week.
They're not going to start him.
And we didn't see – well, they should, frankly. Mm-hmm. But we didn't see this with Aaron Rodgers so much. He's not ginger on his leg. He's still getting into a rhythm. I think he'll be fine, actually. But based on what I saw from this week, I think he's actually going to be fine. Kirk Cousins can't do a 3 or 5-step drop.
Nope.
He can't – like, they had him in pistol or shotgun most of the time, which means also he probably can't do a 2-step and then handoff. Like, he can't plant that foot mm-hmm. at all. Which means even when he does get the ball, he's not going to be able to throw it well. You know, he had a bunch. He's been known as a very accurate passer his entire career, and he was anything but in that game. So he can't – I mean, it's one thing to have a guy in on a team sport as a decoy or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But he's the guy. Like, he's the quarterback. You can't – there's no way to decoy that. What the fuck are you going to do there? If he can't – you've taken out 80% of the playbook.
Yeah.
So how is he going to be successful? I just think you got to start Penix, even though it's going to suck.
16-26, two interceptions. Derek, I'm going to ask you this. I don't think you can start him. How do you justify paying a guy $180 million?
Well, you got to let him get healthy, though, right?
Let him get healthy. That's what you say, look, we thought he was ready. He's not ready. And that's what it is. So now we got this guy that we drafted. We're going to develop him. And, you know, you can use him to, you could trade him. If Penix plays good, you can trade him and keep Kirk Cousins when he's healthy.
Potentially. We'll see. The Falcons just need to blow up that whole organization. Even the coaches, dude. You were here draft night. DEI hire, Kirk Cousins. You know, that coach was there 3 years ago. He was 4-11. He's not going to get any fucking better. We scored 10 points, for Christ's sakes. It was awful.
It's a rebuild going on over there, and that's not fun. So, and you've got a decade of just garbage coming.
Yeah. Hey, Derek, what year is that rebuild going to be over? Because I'd love to get an end date on that.
Well, we're going into year 9 in Denver, and it's still not good.
No. And when was the Falcons Super Bowl? 2016, 17? So, yeah, we're right around year 8 with this rebuild. It's been awful. And it's Arthur Blank. He's got to go sell the fucking team. It's a disaster down there. Next up, Josh Allen ends up coming back, rallying the troops there. Got this one, Bills versus Cardinals. This was a fun game to watch back and forth. We said this in the pre-prediction show. For the Bills to win this year, he's literally going to have to carry them on his back for the entire season. Week 1, he did it against the Cardinals.
It's not sustainable.
No.
There's no way he stays healthy playing football. No fucking way.
No. And the Cardinals are terrible.
This guy, can you imagine the quarterback saying it's not his job to get the ball to the receiver?
I've said for years on this show that Josh Allen's a loser.
No, I'm talking about Kyler Murray.
I know. Don't worry about him. Kyler Murray's that's a non-actor. We'll get to him in just a second. Josh Allen is not a winner. Just not. He's not.
Second best quarterback in the league.
That is goofy nonsense that you're saying right now.
Second best quarterback in the league. He just ran into Patrick Mahomes. He always loses to Mahomes, the best.
Oh, my God, dude. You really can't sit there and tell me that he's the second best quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Fuck no.
Because he wins fucking games. Brock Purdy makes every throw he's supposed to make. He doesn't fucking panic and run, and he doesn't throw the ball over people's heads or into their feet.
I could give Brock Purdy because at least he wins in the playoffs, but Lamar does not. I mean, Josh Allen probably has, what, triple the playoff wins that Lamar Jackson
also,
has?
Also, Brock Purdy is not a better quarterback than Josh Allen. Josh Allen is easily, 100%. With talent, with the like everything he does, he carries the fucking team.
Listen, he can't stand in the pocket and make throws. When we played them in the playoffs in 2020, when I was with the Raven, our plan was, you know what our defensive line coach said? Don't pass rush. We're like, what do you mean don't fuck a pass rush? He said, keep him in the pocket. He can't make throws out of the pocket. He was right. We held him to like right under 200 yards passing.
Yeah, he's progressed since then.
Has he?
Oh, my God. Come on now.
Has he?
He's best when you get him out of the pocket and he scrambles around. He's not a pocket passing. He can't stand in the pocket and make the reads. That's why he went to fucking Wyoming.
He also beat the Chiefs. Like, his defense, he took the lead with 12 seconds left, and the Chiefs just scored. Their defense gave up. They gave up the field goal. So it's not really on Allen. And also, Wyoming. I mean, he went to Cincinnati, dude.
Cincinnati's a fucking power five.
They weren't. Not when he went there.
Were they?
When I went there?
They weren't a power conference team when you were there.
You were in the American.
I played in two fucking BCS games, bud.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm saying you didn't play in a power conference. That's just a fact. That's not a controversial thing to say. He played in two BCS games.
How many has Missouri played in?
UCF has. UCF's played in two as well.
Right, but Missouri hasn't.
Wait, has UCF really played in two BCS games?
Yeah.
When did BCS end? Was it 14?
We have three BCS games. 2019.
Oh, really?
What is controversial about saying that Cincinnati did not play in a power conference until 3 years ago?
Yeah, that's all we're saying.
There's nothing controversial about it, but it's not the point that we're making. The point that we're making is that he played on good teams, and Josh Allen played in fucking Wyoming.
Yeah, but DJU went to fucking Clemson, right? Like, he was a five-star. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't, because Brock Purdy got a scholarship to Alabama.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the fucking farm league of college football, right? If you're one of the best quarterbacks, you're not going to fucking Wyoming.
You can, though. There's a plenty of great quarterbacks that didn't go to good colleges.
Do you think Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No. Never.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think so either. Not on Buffalo,
not with Buffalo.
I mean, if he takes $10 million a year and goes to a real team, yeah.
Or goes to the 49ers where you're absolutely loaded and then you have to do very little. Like, yeah, I think you're fine.
But I don't like that assessment of Brock Purdy. Everybody's like, oh, a system. He doesn't have to do that much because he's got so much talent. He still throws the ball into the perfect spot every single time. He does all the throws well. He does the short throws well. He does the long throws well. And the most difficult one, which is right over the heads of the linebackers, those chunk plays, he does that maybe better than anybody in the league right now. Like, Patrick Mahomes does it improvisationally really well, but he does it in the pocket really well, which means he's going to fucking not get hurt doing it. I think he's the second best quarterback in the league.
Brock Purdy.
There's a reason 100%. Why Diggs got so fucking frustrated with him. There's a reason for that. Your star receiver doesn't get frustrated with the quarter.
And Josh Allen seems emotional, too. Like, he gets rattled out there. You can tell. You can see it on the sidelines, too. And that, I think that's one of the things that kicked up all that dust with Stephon Diggs.
Well, I mean, he threw one of the greatest passes in playoff history right on the fucking money, and Stephon Diggs dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's true. He's just never won a Super Bowl, and he probably won't.
Most people aren't, because Patrick Mahomes exists.
It's true.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's only against the greatest of all time.
He's only had over 100 rating once in his career. We're talking about how good he is as a quarterback.
He's got a lot of picks, dude.
I want my quarterback to like take chances. I don't want my quarterback to be a fucking game. I don't want him to be a game manager.
Yes, you do.
You don't when your team's not that good. The Bills aren't good.
No, they're not, because they had to blow up the team in the offseason, which, you know, we said in the pre-prediction show. Again, everything that I said is come to fruition here, including Justin Fields starting for the Steelers. That was another one where I'm like, dude, they're going to get Russell Wilson out of there. I wanted to ask you about that, Derek. He was fully dressed on the sideline. Tell the audience how extremely rare that is when you're not listed to play in the game.
Okay, let me explain. So when you're inactive, all right, so they come out with the day before the game, day of game, who's active, who's inactive. This guy is inactive. That means he's not able to play in the game no matter what. They can't just be like, oh, both of our quarterbacks got hurt. Now we need a third guy. Russ, good thing you got your fucking pads on. No, he cannot fucking play. That means his pads weren't even in his locker when he showed up to the stadium. That means he went to the stadium, asked the equipment staff, who's fucking worrying about guys that are actually going to be playing in the game, to put his jersey on his pads, put him in his locker, get his pants, get all that shit and put it in his locker. So he could fucking dress like, it's like, what is this fucking Halloween? Like, dude, I can't believe the equipment staff even said, okay. They should have told him to fuck off. And here's asshole.
I didn't know that it was even.
He's got a headset. Why the fuck is the third string quarterback got a headset on?
I didn't even know it was legal for a guy to dress if he was on the inactive list.
They're not
list.
Supposed to be allowed to. I don't. It's like it's weird. It's like, why do they feel sorry for him? He's making like $39 million.
Wait, what does that shirt you're wearing say?
Yeah, what do you got there?
It says, "Don't be a cuck."
And what's going on? Oh, it's just a dad talking to his son.
Dad telling his son, "Don't be a cuck."
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
This is a shirt from Toehold.
Oh yeah, that's what it pops because it looks like that pedophile shirt they have.
Yeah, which is a great one. Yeah, where the guy's hanging from shooting arrows at
him. Yeah, I wore that on a plane the other day, and somebody was like, "Oh, you're really wearing that, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah,
yeah." Pedophile shit, I'll get killed.
Yeah,
what are we fucking joking around here? Yeah, it's really weird that I can't even imagine another scenario of somebody doing that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. And he was sweating too, Derek. Like, he was sweating on the sideline.
Was it real sweat or was he getting misted by a fucking prop guy?
I don't know.
They have those misting fans.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So he maybe was like, not by that mister, you know, trying to get a little perspiration on that. I don't know. This guy, it is the most Russell Wilson fucking thing ever. It's like when he was in Denver and they had to go to London. And all the guys were everybody's sleeping. They give you sleeping pills to sleep on that fucking flight, right? Mm-hmm. I never did, but I just know that, like, talking to guys that had to do it, they're like, yeah, they just give you a fucking Ambien, you knock out, that way you can, the jet lag's not as bad. This guy's he's doing high knees on a fucking airplane up the aisle. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Can you imagine if you're trying to sleep and you hear fucking Russell Wilson coming by you doing high knees on the fucking plane? And then he goes and brags about it. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I always am working hard. Like, I was doing high knees when everybody was like, shut the fuck up,
my
dude.
My God.
Fucking pads off, put your sweatsuit on, and go stand on the sidelines and fucking chew sunflower seeds because you suck.
Speaking of sucking, next up is the Bears and Titans. Man, this game sucked. Bears won without an offensive touchdown, two defensive TDs. Three field goals, and then Caleb Williams, my God, he was awful.
He was even worse than Bo Nix.
Worse. 14 for 29, 93 yards
because
in this game.
Because he's not good, you see.
No, just he's like, not good, and that's why they hit him. They tried to hide him during the preseason.
Yeah, yeah. That scrambling bullshit where it's like a video game where you got Bo Jackson and Super Tecmo Bowl or whatever and nobody can catch you. That's not how the fucking world works. You've got 6'5" dudes who run low to mid 440s, and they're going to catch you and fuck your little painted nails up every time. Yeah. Every time. Like, he will have zero success in the NFL. I cannot fucking believe. I've been saying this for 2 years, by the way. I can't fucking believe they drafted him.
Number
what
one.
What the fuck, man?
Well, there was all this hype around him. Why? That's the problem. They hype this fucking guy up like he's the best fucking thing ever. Like,
I know, but you could tell he's good because he went to USC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How many Heisman Trophy winners or even USC quarterbacks have been good in the NFL? Carson Palmer had some years.
Carson Palmer, yeah.
That's it.
O.J. Simpson.
No, he's not a quarterback.
I mean, you can technically, if you really want to ride, Mark Sanchez got the two AFC championships.
Yeah, he
games.
Did, but it was, I think it might have been.
Rex Ryan?
Might have been Rex Ryan on that one.
He was okay,
the defense
though.
On that one. But yeah, anyways, it's winning a Heisman Trophy has nothing to do with success in the NFL.
No. Not at all. Next up was Patriots Bengals. All right, this one I lost. I lost bad. This
is fucked.
Blew up every parlay I had, all of it. Shit. I mean, every other game I fucking won. This one game blew up all my parlays and everything. I had Bengals -6.5. They didn't show up. I don't know what to think of this fucking team because they got to play the Chiefs this week. They could easily start off 0-2. Burrow only had 164 yards against a dog shit Patriots team. Stevenson ran for 120.
Dude, that's the difference. They were able to run the fucking ball. And the fucking Bengals had no answer for it.
But
they just let them run the ball down their fucking throat.
But going into this gambling-wise, Jacoby Brissett was starting. Awesome. Spread was 6.5. Awesome. They have no receivers to speak of on this goddamn team. They've got a good running back. The defense is middle of the road, and they absolutely, I mean, 16-10 over the Bengals at home. What an embarrassing performance. I know they lost Joe Mixon, and, you know, Mixon had a great game with the Texans. We'll talk about that in a second, but Zach Moss was the guy that you brought in to replace him.
Yeah, and they had T. Higgins was out too, so they had no number two wide receiver option. The line, the offensive line was not good. He was rushed on almost every fucking pass he threw. He got sacked 3 times, and he had no real second option aside from maybe Mike Gesicki, who was like a tight end from the Dolphins 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, what a waste. Honestly, Joe Burrow in Buffalo with the talent Buffalo has had over the, even I, not saying they've had crazy stuff, but they've had great defenses up there. Joe Burrow on that Bills team, I think they win. It's just like Cincinnati is the most incompetent organization in the world. Yeah. Joe Burrow on Miami, yeah.
Oh my God.
With that talent. Yeah. I mean, anywhere else. God, get this man anywhere else.
Put Joe Burrow in Denver.
No. Denver needs no. Denver's not winning anything, dude.
Joe Burrow in Atlanta, though, would be great.
Would be great.
That'll never happen. Because you guys are going to have panics.
We're losers, the same way as Josh Allen. Like, Falcons are losers, just like Josh Allen. I have no problem admitting that whatsoever. Next up is the Texans.
Hold on. It's a fucking criminal what they're doing to waste that talent with Joe Burrow. It's fucking criminal.
Yeah. And
the Patriots had no business winning that game. It blows my fucking mind, so.
Isn't his hand already fucked up?
Yeah, he fucked his hand up, too.
Yeah.
Like before the game, though.
I
don't understand how he's hurt already. Like, how are all these dudes hurt before week one and they don't even play in the preseason?
I'm not sure.
Dumb shit happens in practice. And if his hand got hurt, it was probably because somebody got a little too close when he was throwing a pass and it fucking hit somebody's helmet. That happens all.
Next up was Texans versus Colts. Spread was 2 on this game. It was a push. Late TD by the Colts here for no reason. That's pushed the spread in this one. Texans look great. Fucking Joe Mixon, 30 carries, 159 yards and a touchdown there. Stephon Diggs had 2 touchdowns there. CJ Stroud looked great. This is a team that can contend if. Because I think it's, you know, probably going to come down to Baltimore, Houston, or KC in the AFC. And they looked as good as advertised. All the guys they picked up in the offseason looked great. This is going to be a fucking team.
Yeah,
dude.
Mixon, picking up Mixon was, it just created depth that they didn't have last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's a role player or anything. He's their starting running back, and he will be all season if he's healthy. But having Damian Pierce as the number two guy, as a third down back or as an option back or whatever the fuck you want now, and then having Tank Dell squirreling around if you were to run pistol or something like that. You added 30 more plays to the playbook if you need it, and you can rotate guys in and out now. You don't like that. We talked about that with Clemson and Georgia and a couple other games in college so far this year. The teams that are rotating dudes in and out more, the depth is starting to play such a huge role. In a 17-game season, depth is going to be the fucking name of the game. It's the same thing that happened in the NBA now, right? The guys, all this super team bullshit where you've got 6 functional players, you're not going to win. I don't care how good they are. Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, Texans are a fun team to
watch.
I think
the Texans are going to be in the AFC Championship
Nico
game.
Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs. I mean, it's
Dalton Schultz has been okay.
A blast across the board.
The only thing they could really stand to improve is their tight end, to be honest.
Yep.
He's okay, but damn, it's hard to find holes on this team right now.
They got a rookie. Watch out for Cade Stover. I think he starts to play towards the end of the year. He played with him at Ohio State, and they had a lot of success together, him and C.J. Stroud there. What did you think of Anthony Richardson this game, Derek?
Did you see that fucking bomb he threw off his back foot?
That's one of the best throws I've ever seen.
To a Bearcat, by the way.
Oh, who was it? Who was the Bearcat?
Pierce. Yeah, Alec Pierce. 125 yards on 3 catches.
No shit. Look at that.
He's a little stud, that dude.
Get better and better every year too. He's going to be a good quarterback in this league. I really do. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league.
Once he gets to a team that knows how to use a quarterback correctly, he's going to be good. There's going to be some bumps and bruises in Indy. Yeah. Because they've never done a great job of keeping a quarterback healthy ever.
I think he's in the right system with Staken, Sean Staken. He was probably the reason the Eagles got to the Super Bowl.
Their new system is quite a bit better. Yeah, so maybe Staken, it works out. Yeah. They just got to get some people for him to throw to over there. Pittman Jr. is not he's just been kind of slowly receding over the last couple of years. But Pierce is good, right? You got to have two or if not three like really good receivers these days to do anything.
And a tight end in that system,
or a tight end, two and a tight end. Adonai Mitchell's okay. You know, they've got okay guys right now.
And he was rusty, hadn't played in over a year. I think he looks good. I think the Colts are fine, and this is another fun team to watch. Jaguars versus Dolphins. Tyreek Hill got arrested right before the game. Man.
Fucking
it's did you see the apology that he made? So he did come out and say yesterday, hey, I should have rolled the window down. Like, I can understand why the officers were kind of dicks. He goes, for what happened afterwards, I didn't deserve.
No, they should they should apologize to him now for being dicks unnecessarily, and that should be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the end of it.
I agree. And then he gets in the game and then absolutely torches it. Crazy. I knew as soon as he scored, he was going to go behind the back and do the arrest. I knew it. And it was great. And if you're a Miami police officer watching that game at home, you're like, motherfucker, dude. That guy's just so goddamn good. 7 catches, 130 yards, and a tutty down there. But the Dolphins will end up folding as soon as they play a good team. Saints versus Panthers. Called this one. No shock here. I don't know what they're going to do with Bryce Young.
I mean, Derek Carr is the best quarterback in the league right now.
God, we're not doing that, dude.
He had 200 yards in the air against the Panthers.
3 touchdowns, though.
Did you see him? Did you see him? He's like, I scored 3 times on you.
He held up the 3, dude. It's the Panthers, bro. It's the Panthers.
The best news out of this game, though, was Alvin Kamara looking like a running back again for the first time in a couple years, really. Limited, they're splitting the time between him and Jamal Williams. It's going to be tough, and they've got Taysom Hill still cruising around on he can run the ball. He's a kind of a Deebo Samuel style, just not as good of a receiver, obviously. But there's some depth on this team, and they're still not completely healthy. Olave, I don't think, is completely healthy right now. There's something going on with him.
The Saints have Clint Kubiak calling plays. So they're going to that playbook's going to get in. It's going to be a really cool playbook because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how good their defense is, but they could make. I mean, that's an easy division to win.
What do you do with Bryce Young? 13 of 30, 32 rating.
Trash. I don't know. Fucking stem cells to make him taller. Otherwise, he's not going to be good.
He's too fucking frail and little. I said that when they drafted him. I was like, why the fuck is this guy so highly touted? He's just a little guy. There's nothing to him. There's no substance to him.
Everybody wants to be the innovator. Oh, we're the ones that made that good decision. Remember us?
Yeah.
You know what the good decision is? 6'4". That's the good decision because almost every good quarterback in the history of the NFL has been 6'4", motherfucker.
C.J. Stroud went number 2 in that draft.
God damn it, dude.
Hashtag never forget. Next up, Vikings, Giants. Didn't watch 1 second of this game.
What a beatdown.
Are the Giants the worst football team ever?
It's them in Carolina.
No, I mean, the Panthers, too. One of them might be Browns 0-16 level bad.
Panthers
might be. Giants too. That's a horrific football.
Yeah, but there's
team.
Nobody as good as Malik Nabers on the entire Panthers roster, right? So at least the Giants have one really good fucking player.
One guy who could maybe win you a game if you throw it to him every single down.
But not really though, because the NFL doesn't work like that. Unless it's Megatron or Randy Moss or somebody or at Mike Evans maybe who can defeat defenses just by body size.
Yeah.
No, Malik Nabers isn't doing that. He can outrun you, but then you just put three dudes on him.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones isn't throwing at anybody.
No.
Fuck, man. God damn it.
So bad.
He's awful.
I think 10 teams need to go away in the NFL.
Ever since he tripped on that one, on that fucking wide open run, ever since he tripped, dude, it's just been fucking downhill.
It sure has. Next up was the Raiders at the Chargers there. Look, it's going to take a minute for Minshew to figure out that offense there. I did lose this game, sadly, late. Chargers came back and scored 13 in the fourth quarter. Minshew was looking good, and then it all crumbled there. Nice to see J.K. Dobbins healthy. We always wondered if he could be healthy, how great he would be. 10 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown in this one. He looks good. Hopefully his knees will hold up here this year. And it's a Harbaugh offense, so you're going to see a lot of running there. 1-0 for Jim Harbaugh, though, and he's back.
The guy that nobody's going to talk about who fucking showed up in this game is Joe Alt. Got their first-round draft pick at offense.
Right tackle, yeah.
Yep.
He gave up zero fucking pressures to one of the arguably one of the best pass rushers in the fucking league.
And now that's a situation, too, because their tackle on the other side is Rashawn Slater. That's a real offensive line now. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
The Chargers are a real fucking team right now.
And you have Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. That's a real offensive line.
They can stay healthy.
And you have Herbert, who can throw the ball to I can't say Ladd McConkey. That's stupid.
No, you can't.
But Quentin Johnson's there. Remember, he's got the body for it. He's got he's got a Megatron style body. We'll see if he actually turns into a good receiver.
He was terrible last year. Hopefully he turns it around. We'll see. Next up is the Broncos Seahawks. No need for me to actually there is a need to tell you how awful this Broncos team is. We were talking about 0-16 earlier. Broncos are certainly in that category with Bo Nix. So watch out.
Better, man. Come on, give the guy a chance.
Look, I watched the game, Derek, and it wasn't great. To be honest with you, Geno Smith fucked this up. They could have won this game by 20, 30 points. He's just not very good at all. It's strange watching him play. Because you have all of this talent, and you're like, how do you fuck this up?
That's another one. Put
the same thing I said last year. They can't stop the fucking run. The Broncos cannot stop the fucking run.
Yeah.
It's like Swiss cheese, dude. These guys are so fucking soft. It's unreal.
Put Joe Burrow on this fucking Seahawks team, and he will throw for 6,000 yards every year.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing. Kenneth Walker had over 100 yards there. He looked great. There's so much talent here. Lockett had 77 yards. DK Metcalf and Jigma, Noah Font. And then you got this shitty quarterback there. Man, just swap it out or make a trade.
To be honest, make a trade. They should have made a trade this offseason. They should have traded Kenneth Walker, right, because of the value. Not that he's not a great player, but he's a running back. Trade him. Trade him and either DK Metcalf or Jaxon Smith-Njigba for a fucking quarterback. Just do that and then draft a running back in the early second round, maybe late first or whatever your pick is. That would have been the move for these guys. I know Geno had one good year a couple of years ago, but you don't have a middling career, one good year, and then a bad year, and then it gets good again. That never happens. It was a blip on the radar. He's done, right? And they gave him a contract.
Well, they gave him a small contract. Still, so it's much. It's only a couple years. And the Seahawks did try to trade up for a QB in this draft. They tried to get up and get Drake May.
They could have signed not that it would have worked out for him, but they could have gotten Kirk Cousins, right? They could have anybody other than Geno Smith.
Maybe
they didn't think
he
was healthy. I don't know.
He's not. And it's besides the Falcons. I don't know where Kirk Cousins goes. And like, dude, he's not healthy. He's old and he's coming off an Achilles. I really would have liked to have seen Drew Lock just one full year with his Seahawks team. He's never really gotten a shot for an entire year. I would like to see what he does.
You are
up there
with Drew Lock the way he is with the Broncos.
Well, no, I like Drew.
Irrational.
Hang on.
I like Drew Lock. I was a teammates with him.
Oh, you were? Yeah. How good was he in practice?
Dude, he is a good player. He just was, he's fucking young and hasn't had an actual opportunity, like a true season, like a full fucking season to like put it together. You know, like it's being a quarterback in this league is the hardest fucking position. It's the hardest position because there's so much shit going on. So I think Drew Lock's probably better than Geno Smith. They're just not going to give him that chance because of that one season that Geno had.
Amen.
Yep. And I look, I've said this on the show for years. He's never really gotten a shot, so we'll see what happens here.
Fuck it. If he could be a backup quarterback for 20 years, do it.
He's not even on their active roster right now.
I don't think he's on the team.
No.
I think he do you know where he ended up going, Bob?
Let me check.
Okay.
He's not even on a fucking team?
No,
it says he's on the Giants right now.
He's on the Giants. Boy. That's it. Look, start him.
Why are you not putting him in there? Are you got to be out of your fucking... Danny Dimes is... done.
To be fair, you could put Jesus Christ into that position and he would fail.
On the Giants?
He would look up to fucking Dayball, Father, why have you forsaken me with these shitty players?
Actually, Jesus is not very physically strong. We came to find out on Softcore History the other day.
Is Aaron Rodgers physically strong?
Stronger than Jesus. I think Aaron Rodgers... You don't
know that? Jesus was a carpenter, dude. He built shit all the time.
Yeah. Dude, he didn't last long on that cross. He was way under the average time on cross. Like, it was not a good number.
Yeah, they stabbed him, bro.
Yeah, they stabbed him.
Okay, losers make excuses, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
So the Catholic in the room just called Jesus a loser.
Yeah, the OG in CrossFit. Yeah.
Only a liberal would do that.
Exactly, fucking dude.
Libby boys.
The Libby boys over here. Next up, Cowboys-Browns won this one. This was dumb. I said this last week. It was a 2.5-point spread. Deshaun Watson is finished. Sucks. This was one of the easiest calls of the week. I don't really get it. It was a 2.5-point spread. I don't understand this whatsoever. The Browns have talent on this team. They got a great defense. They've got some weapons at wide receiver. I like Jerome Ford. Nick Chubb will be back week 5 here. You got to figure out what to do with this fucking guy. The problem is you gave him $240 million guaranteed, and I don't know what's going to happen there.
It's the Browns are fucked once again.
Yeah. I mean, put Jameson. Put Jameis Winston in. See what can happen there. Like, at this point, try someone because he's not the guy. This isn't working.
His teammates aren't responding to him. That's the thing. Watch how his teammates are with him. He tried to fucking help his Bitoni, who's a fucking dog offensive lineman.
Yeah.
A good fucking guy. That guy is a fucking all pro. Probably a future Hall of Fame offensive lineman, and he tries to help him up, and he slapped his fucking hand away. Like, get the fuck away from me! Like,
he's catching more lawsuits, by the way, for sexual assault.
He just
well.
Got another one, a couple days ago.
Yeah, so. I wonder if there's a was there a morality clause in the contract he signed with Cleveland, and can this now vacate that so they can just get rid of him and vacate the money they owe him? Because Jesus Christ, it's never gonna work. It'll never work. He's bad.
Yeah, I personally think it got to him personally.
It's Tiger Woods.
I think it's a psychological thing. Yeah.
As soon as you took those fucking Waffle House whores away from Tiger Woods, he couldn't play football anymore. Couldn't play golf anymore. And it's the same thing with Watson. Confidence is gone. He's not getting stroked off. It's it. It's over.
Yeah.
Tiger won a Masters after.
He won one
tournament for the rest of his career, and now he can't. I mean, the car wreck didn't help either, but
that's the car wreck. Yeah,
no, but he sucked before the car wreck.
Yeah, he was
sucked
he
is
was
a relative not, term. Sucked compared to what Tiger we expect.
Was. Yeah,
he's the best player of all time.
Yeah, obviously. He's the best golfer anyways. Ever, probably.
But a good thing to talk about the best quarterback in the NFL, right?
Baker Mayfield. God damn it, dude! I knew you were going to say.
Mayfield, baby, let's go. This is balling the fuck out. He's a dog. And his fucking teammates love him. The Buccaneers are fucking on the rise.
Then the Redskins are terrible. So we'll see if this carries over.
289, 4 touchdowns for Baker. You know, look, I'll go back to what I said about Drew Lock, dude. Baker found a place. He's got a shit ton of wide receivers there, like endless. Mike Evans is probably the most underrated wide receiver of all time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So he's got a bunch of talent, and you can see what a little guy could do with a lot of talent there, and he's making it work. Good for fucking Baker.
Baker's a winner. That's the difference. Josh Allen's a loser. Baker Mayfield's a winner.
So hold on. Are you finally done ordering sour dough at the bakery? Are you a fan of the baker now?
What are we doing here, Bob?
Look, I'll play along with your puns there, Bob. I'll pull this bun out of the oven.
I was
for Baker.
Completely ready to support this, and now I hate Baker Mayfield again.
Yeah, you just made us hate him. You hang in there. You get killed left and right in Cleveland. You kind of knock around the NFL. You get one chance. You make the most of it. Shit, wasn't he on the Rams for like a cup
year.
Of coffee?
Yeah.
This dude showed up not knowing the fucking playbook and helped them win the fucking game.
Yep. Yeah. So, yes.
The day before the game, he showed up to L.A. and won the fucking game.
He also had a torn lat in Cleveland his last season.
Yeah,
so they
he's
were
a tough dude, man.
He was playing through the entire time. So they're like, oh, Baker sucks now. He's just fucking hurt.
I'm rooting for that guy.
Keep in mind, too, he's a fucking gamer, dude. Like, he started out as a walk-on.
He is. And like, for real, like, genuinely starting to root for this guy because you can't argue with this. Like, four touchdowns and what? They were one pass away from the NFC Championship mm-hmm. last year against Detroit. So, yeah, good for him. I mean, shit. Put him on the 49ers. I think he's better than Brock Purdy.
That's not accurate at all.
Yes.
No. I think he is.
No.
If you gave him those fucking weapons.
That's not accurate.
I agree. And you give him that defense and, mm-hmm. and with the 49ers? Yeah.
It's what do you really mean give Shanahan. Him those weapons? He's got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Rashad White.
No. Weapons on the defense. Like defense on the 49ers is nasty.
Because there's no way you should give up 20 points to the fucking Panthers.
Yeah, exactly. We still call them the Redskins here. We don't do that bullshit, Derek. So please never do it again, okay? It's the Redskins. Next up is the Rams at the Lions. Got this game as well. Fun one. Went to overtime. Enjoyed it.
The Rams are better than you think, and the Lions are not as good as you think. The end.
Yep.
But, it's game one. So we'll see. The Lions have... they have a top five coaching staff in football right now. So, and they got weapons, so they'll figure it out. I think they're going to be good. I just don't know if the defense will hold up. To be honest, I don't see it. Frankly, I don't think they're going to hold up. But this is good. And the thing I'm most excited about is it's going to be a couple weeks now because Nacua got hurt. But Cooper Kupp and Nacua on the same field on opposite sides of the field. Holy fucking shit, dude!
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Nacua is a sophomore, so who the fuck knows how he's going to continue to develop. Looked pretty good in the game before he got hurt. Man, that might be one of the better tandems over the next couple years that we've seen in football. Now, we don't know if Stafford's going to play after this year.
Yeah, but so, he still looked good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Cooper Kupp looked great. He's back to Cooper Kupp. He's healthy now. So Nacua comes back healthy. They still have, you know... Kyren Williams is a good running back, man. I mean, that's a team right there.
Mm-hmm.
And remind me on that interception. Was that like a tipped ball or what? Like what happened there?
I don't know. I didn't see the interception.
On who? Stafford?
Yeah, Stafford.
No, he just missed.
Okay.
In the end zone, yeah.
Gotcha. Last but not least to close it out was the Monday night game. Jets at the 49ers. Absolute fucking drudge.
They pulled their... The Jets pulled their...
Pulled their starters. Tyrod Taylor came in through a garbage touchdown at the end to beat the over, which was fun. But Aaron Rodgers.
And that's without Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Yeah,
no shit. Christian McCaffrey in this game.
Jordan Mason let it the fuck up, dude. That guy, he can play. Crazy.
He went nuts.
He hasn't played that many snaps since high school, he said.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that many carries since high school.
He had 40 and 43 total in the last 2 years. So 83 total carries in the last 2 years combined. 28 in this game.
Absolutely nuts. Brock Purdy, your favorite quarterback, 19 for 29, 231. Same old Brock Purdy, you know?
Just proves that guys don't matter in the system of Shanahan. Shanahan can just scheme up anybody to be good.
I agree. He's great.
Who was supposed to come to Denver, but fucking got chased off by John Elway.
John Elway's a twat.
Is that the real story?
Yeah, dude, he didn't want to be here because John Elway's a fucking dick.
No shit. What about the rumor that Elway's in the Kentucky Derby this year? Anything to that?
It's him and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Horse mouth? Because of his horse teeth?
Yep. It's him and Sarah Jessica Parker on the outside lanes. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll find out.
The Jets, for their part didn't look bad. Rodgers actually looked healthy. They didn't look in sync at all. Him with the receivers.
No. That's because he wasn't there offseason.
It's always the case. He's not going to be good. Like week four, the Jets are going to start winning games, and they may win most of their games after that, to be honest. But not until then. They'll probably be 2-2 going into week five. Then they'll start winning games. Lazard dropped the fucking critical pass. Now, he went on to catch two touchdowns, but one of them was that Tyrod Taylor garbage one at the end.
Yep.
Conklin never got involved, which is a mistake, I think. You know, I mean, I think Rodgers is going to have to lean on him a little bit this year. And Garrett Wilson, you know, targeted 11 times, caught 6 passes. He wasn't open.
No. Look, the 49ers defense is the best in the league. So there's nothing you can do at the end of the day against that.
Well, you got to adjust. But I don't think the Jets treated this like a preseason game, to be honest.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. These games come down, like, you hear it all the time. These games come down to like one or two plays, and there was some critical plays, like first down plays in the beginning of that game, where Aaron Rodgers put the ball in the fucking right in the spot, and they dropped the ball.
Yep.
Like his receivers were dropping
on
balls.
On third downs too, like big plays
to keep the drive going, and that shit just adds up. And when you're playing against a team like the 49ers, you have to make those fucking plays because it's always going to be a tight game. So that just added up, and it just shows that they don't have any, they're not in sync yet. And I think you're right, Dan. I think that like come November, these motherfuckers are going to turn it on.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be good, but you know, what's the old, they say this about baseball too. You can't lose a game, make the playoffs in the first part of the season, but you can get yourself out of the playoffs in the first part of the season.
Yeah. They got to win at least 2 games this month.
Yeah. I mean, they luckily, well, I don't know. I say luckily, but they're at the Titans next. The Titans looked okay, I guess.
Terrible.
Mean, they're not, they don't play offense. So I think that's going to be a fucking shitty game to watch, to be honest. But then they had the Patriots who will not, this stuff the Patriots are doing will not persist.
No.
And then they have the Broncos, which is basically a guaranteed win.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed win. 0-17 Bronco team. And that's an easy one. All right, let's get to this week's picks. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. If you bet with us, well, you won a lot of money last week. The two biggest bets were obviously on the Broncos, who are complete losers, and the Falcons, who are also complete losers as well. Those are the two biggest bets. If you want to follow my bets, they're all placed in Drinkin' Bros Sports on Facebook. It's a private group, so you can talk shit. But all the bet slips go in there before the games, including tonight's game, which is the Bills at the Dolphins. This is Miami -2.5. Derek, who do you got?
Miami. I think Josh Allen's probably still beat up, and his fucking hands hurt.
Yep. D'Anthony, who do you got?
Bills +2.5. I hate Josh Allen, but the Bills dominate Miami and have for years. They beat them both times last year. Okay. And I think they beat them both times the last 3 years, actually. Or maybe Miami's won one game. Home, away, doesn't matter. If Tyreek Hill gets arrested sometime between now and kickoff, all bets are off.
Sure.
Because he might have another 150-yard game, and who knows then. But I think the Bills win this game.
I'm taking Miami in this one. I would have said the Bills in previous years, but you're going to have to put a lot of points on the board to keep up with Miami's offense here. Over's a big boy over tonight, 48.5 in this one. I'm not going to touch that because it's a Thursday night game, and these Thursday night games can get wonky, but I'm all in on Miami -2.5.
I would slow down.
I think they
at
least... they at least win by a field goal here.
Raheem Mostert is out.
Okay.
And I don't know about Akane. I think he's questionable right now. So I don't know if either one of their starting running backs is going to play.
I'm fine with it. Give me the receivers. I'm all in on this. Miami -2.5. Derek, you've got the same. Next up, we got the Saints at the Cowboys. This is Cowboys -6. Derek, who you got?
Cowboys.
Who do you got?
I'll take the Cowboys. You know, regular season, early.
Mm-hmm.
Winners.
Yeah.
When it matters, not so much.
Losers.
They need to humble Derek Carr.
They sure do. First home game for the Cowboys. Everybody shows out for that. It's a big deal in Dallas down there. Yes, they win by a touchdown. Love that -6. all in on the Cowboys. And look, Cowboys will probably be 12-5 somewhere in there this year and then lose in the first round. Can't wait for the Cowboys fans to get excited again. They certainly were last night in Dallas.
Defense was up.
Cowboys Stadium is the most fucking wild stadium to play in. When you walk out of the locker room to go to the field, you walk through a bar.
Oh yeah, we've been there. So yeah, like
we drink in that bar.
We drink in that bar all the time, yeah. And you get to shake the players' hands.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. By the way, despite the Browns' struggles in Week One, Dallas's defense was on point.
Yeah.
Cleveland was 2 for 15 on third down.
Probably will win defensively.
He might, yeah. Cleveland was 2 for 15 on third down. That's how you close out series right there. You close people out on third down consistently, they will never fucking beat you, ever.
Also, there's going to be a staph infection down there in Dallas, dude. Let's go, Scott Staff.
They're actually going to be in Houston this weekend instead of Dallas.
Who is?
Creed.
Are they really?
That's what the base is.
We were in Dallas last night, so...
They asked if we were going to the game. I'm like, no, you guys? And like, no, I'm going to be in Houston. I'm like,
quick trip. Next up, rematch of last year's playoff game. Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, let Baker bake, I guess, against the Lions. Monster spread on this one. Really shocked by this. This is Detroit -7.5. That seems high. What do you think, Derek?
I would take the Bucs in this one. I think it's a good bet.
Who do you got in this one, D'Anthony?
Yeah, I agree. I think the Bucs are a good bet. Now, if it was the Lions' first home game, maybe I would agree with 7.5 because they're going to be all pumped up. And maybe they will be still. I mean, the Detroit fans are happy for the first time in a very long time. So maybe they come out and they're all jacked up. Just like they don't get any extra points for being the first home game. Bucs look good in Week 1. Their defense looked good. The running backs look good. Their wide receivers look good. And so 7.5 points is a lot of fucking points in the NFL. I think the average margin of victory in the NFL is like 2.3 points or something like that. 7.5 is a ton of fucking points.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tight. So I don't see that's a touchdown and a field
plus.
Goal.
Yeah.
And a lot like Blues Travelers, the hook is going to bring you back here. That 7.5, I love. That way, at least if it is a 7-point game, then you still win by a half a point. I'm going to take Baker Mayfield, guys, okay? I said it live on air. I'm taking Baker Mayfield to cover, at least. But the Lions will probably win by 3 to 7 points in this one, I think, at home. Next up, you got the Colts at the Packers. Indy -2.5 here. No Jordan Love. What do you do, Derek?
You got to bet the Colts here.
I agree. I'm surprised the spread isn't higher. Who is the backup for Jordan Love? Do we know?
Malik Willis.
Oh, God. God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Yes, put all your money on this.
I'm not trying to start any shit here or anything, but Joe Flacco's available.
Do you bring him in?
I would.
Yeah.
Other than Malik Willis, it's not a game or two. It's 4 to 6 games that he's going to be out, right? You've got to get somebody that's competent.
Flacco or Falco?
I don't know if Shane Falco is available or not. You're talking about Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Falco, the guy who sang Rock Me, I'm a Deus.
No,
he's dead. He died in a car wreck.
Winners want the ball and the game's on the line. Gene Hackman said that. Flacco's out there. He doesn't need any time to learn playbooks. He doesn't give a fuck about that. I don't even know if he runs plays. He just shows up and does stuff, man. It's incredible. But, yeah, you can't run Malik. With a team as good as the Packers are, it's a legit playoff contender. You can't run out Malik Willis for 6 weeks.
Nope.
No fucking way.
Isn't Flacco with the Colts?
Is he? I don't think he's on a team right now.
The best quarterbacks available right now are Ryan Tannehill.
I think Flacco is with the Colts.
Flacco's on the Colts.
Oh, shit. Okay. I wouldn't go out of my way to trade for anybody then.
He said that was the furthest pass he's ever seen somebody throw.
After the game, off a back foot, for sure, by Richardson.
Off a back foot. And for Flacco to say that, because that motherfucker can.
Yeah, he's got a hose.
Trust me, I watched him. Well, we're not going to talk about his dick. It's kind of weird. But.
No, we can talk about his dick.
Hose is a baseball.
You ever seen his fucking hog in the shower?
You got pictures?
What's Flacco working with in the shower down there?
Rob O'Neill showed us Ben Laden's dead body. You can't show us Joe Flacco's dick?
Yeah, dude. I don't understand.
God, I'm jealous that you guys got to
I'm jealous you got to see Flacco's hog, dude. I mean, what's more important? A dead Bin Laden?
I don't know if I ever did. I don't really remember.
You saw Peyton's hog, though. Where's that?
Yeah, how's his hog? I heard HGH gives it a little more blood.
That's the new show. This show is just reviewing hogs, NFL hogs.
Yeah, that's going to be our spinoff for this show, dude. Hog review with Derek Wolf from Wolf Untamed, dude. He's going to go over every NFL player's cock.
I don't know what you trade, though. Like, you got to go after somebody's backup right here, probably. And what do you trade for that? Like a fifth or sixth round pick, maybe 2 years from now? Maybe that's worth it. I don't know.
Is Kaepernick still available?
Yeah. So we have Tannehill, Trevor Siemian, Kellen Mond, Max Duggan, Desmond Ritter, of course. PJ Walker is always a fun experiment. And then CJ Beathard.
Oh, Beathard. I love Beathard, dude. I fucking Beathard for CJ, dude. Yeah, get CJ up
Tannehill. I think Tannehill's your best available.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably right.
They should probably try to go get him because this is going to be a shit show. All in on the Colts on this one. I think the Colts win easily in this. I don't know what you're going to do other than hand off to Josh Jacobs 90 times in this game. Like, Malik Willis can't throw the fucking ball.
I mean, he might also run the ball.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's true.
But that's not the NFL. You know, that ain't going to work. You can't run the ball 40 times in the NFL and win.
No.
That's not how it works.
Next up, we got the Jets at the Titans. This is Jets -4. Who you got, Derek?
I'm going to take the Jets.
D'Anthony?
I wouldn't bet that. On the road.
-4, though?
Yeah, it's too many points. It should be -2 on the road. I don't know why it's -4. I'm not betting for the Titans because they suck, but no way.
I'm going to take the Jets in this one. Rodgers always treats the first game like a preseason game. He was alive. He looked better than I thought he would, at least movement-wise. So, yeah, I think the Jets turn it around this week, and I think they win this game. Also, the Jets' defense is just so fucking good. They'll be able to shut down Will Levis, and I think they get their first victory of the year here. Next up, 49ers at the Vikings. Help me understand this spread. 5.5. San Francisco is -5.5 against Sam Durr. How is that possible here? What am I missing here, Derek?
I don't know.
Is McCaffrey out still? Are they factoring?
He said he's ready to go, but that doesn't mean they're going to play him, especially after how homeboy played last week. Why bring him back early?
Yeah, you don't need to play him against the Vikings.
Yeah,
when the season matters, like here's the thing: whenever you have something that's nagging, if you don't let it heal, there's some called compensation. So he's compensating with something else, and then he fucking tears his ACL or some dumb shit. Like that's. I'm just making, you know, if you got a sore quad, don't let your quad heal. Your ACL is going to fucking go. That's just, I don't know what his actual injury is, but I do know that if you have a fucking running back that's running the ball like Mason is, you might as well just fucking let him keep going because it's the Vikings.
Yeah, I agree. I'm taking the Vikings. I'm taking the 49ers here. -5.5.
That's fucking crazy. I thought that would be more like a 7.5.
Nine is what I thought it would be, to be honest. And here, the main reason for me, aside from like the 49ers, obviously way better, also better coach, more disciplined. 49ers, no penalties. The Vikings had like 100 yards worth of penalties in week one, and they're going to have 100 more in this game
against this defense
and against both sides of the ball. They were bad, penalty wise. It's like undisciplined, they don't have a quarterback. Fuck off. I mean, this is a fucking beatdown. This is like a 2-touchdown game, probably.
Yeah.
I don't understand the 5.5.
I don't get it.
All in on the 49ers here. Next up, we got the Seahawks at the Patriots. Ugh, gross game, dude.
38.5.
I
don't like this one.
I watched that, loser Bronco game last week, and watching Geno is fucking painful, especially with this much talent. I don't care that it's -3.5. I don't bet this simply because I don't believe in Geno. I certainly don't believe in the Patriots here and the over under.
I would bet Patriots here. I would. I really would.
Maybe
it's at home. It's at home. Their defense is playing good. The Seahawks have no offensive line.
Yeah. Seahawks run defense isn't particularly good either. And Ramondre Stevenson is a fucking stud. Yeah, he's the best player on fucking New England's team.
Yeah. The over under is 38.5.
I think they keep it. And I think they keep it a game that's a field goal, and you're going to win by half a point.
Which probably means it'll be like a 1 or 2 point game and not even a 3 point game. 3.5 is safe. I'd probably take Patriots plus 3.5.
I would. I really would.
At home, especially. This is their first home game, too.
Okay. I'm not going to touch this game.
Don't be a pussy. Do it.
I'm not going to. Derek, you're not going to talk me into that, okay? There's a lot of great games here to bet on. Daddy won almost every goddamn game last weekend. So I got to sit out some of these. Like, this is a shitty game. Speaking of shitty games, does it get shittier than this next one here?
Oh,
Giants at the Redskins. Redskins minus 1.5. Derek, who do you got?
I would still take the Redskins because the Giants fucking suck that bad.
D'Anthony?
That's probably right, but it's like Shaq at the free throw line. The game's tied. He's got 2 free throws. Probably going to lose that game somehow. He'll find a way to take points off the board. The Redskins are fucking terrible. But I will watch. I'm actually going to watch this game just to see what Jaden Daniels does against the Giants because they're so bad.
16 carries last week, 88 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He's very talented. We'll see if he can put it together. This is a good opportunity against a shitty team to put it together in the air a little bit and get a little rhythm between him and his receivers. He's got great arm talent. We saw it last year.
Yeah.
Like, he throws the ball like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I think they win. I think the Redskins get their first win, and the Giants...
They're definitely going to win by more than a point and a half.
Yeah, and the Giants really could lose every single game this year. I mean, they're that bad.
So. How long does Danny Dimes last, especially if they've got Drew Locke over there?
This is his last year.
I'm talking about like how many weeks? How many weeks?
Oh, 4. I think he gets hurt again. I give him 4 weeks and then he's out of there. But yeah, I'll take Redskins minus 1.5. Next up, you got the Chargers at the Panthers. This is Chargers minus 6.
Let me tell you what's...
That blows my mind.
First of all, the Chargers are going to run for over 200 yards in this game. I bet. That's my guess. Between Gus and J.K. Dobbins, it's probably going to be 200 yards in this game. The over-under is 39.5. This is not going to be a 20-19 game. The Chargers are going to score 40 points in this game. Just like the goddamn Bucks did, or not Bucks, the Saints did last week. Yeah. Where they scored 47?
Scored 47.
47 fucking points. The Saints scored 47. The Chargers are going to score 40. This game is over already. It hasn't begun.
Yeah.
Chargers minus 6. I'll take that all fucking day.
Yeah, I got the Chargers in this one. Next up, Browns at the Jags. Jacksonville minus 3. Gross. Who you got, Derek?
I'm take the Jags. Take them. It's 3 points.
Yep. Yep. D'Anthony?
No, they'll fuck it up.
You think they'll fuck it up?
I'm not betting that. I think Jacksonville is, and Trevor Lawrence too, are so overhyped. Like, fuck off. I don't believe in any of those people.
Yeah, I think they're overhyped, but I think that they could beat, I think they beat the Browns by more than fucking 3 points. Like, they.
Maybe. Yeah. When does Chubb come back? It's not until week 5, month, right?
Yeah. He's not coming back until week 5.
So they could, Jerome Ford's okay.
He's good. But it's Deshaun Watson.
It was a tight game against a really good Dolphins team. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I always take this down a half a point, but I'll buy it down a half a point and take Jacksonville minus 2.5 here. And I think they get their first win. And then the Browns will start off 0-2. Next up, you got the Raiders at the Ravens. This is Baltimore minus 9. Yikes. Derek, who you got?
Want to take the Ravens here, but that minus 9. I mean, the Raiders can play good defense. They didn't last week, but did they fix those mistakes? And do the Ravens fucking figure it out on offense?
I think that's they do.
I do. I do too. And I'm fucking all in with the Ravens. I think last week was just, fucking, it's shitty to start out against one of the best teams in the fucking league on a Thursday night game. But I do think that Baltimore can score fucking, I think they win by 14 to 20 points in this game.
Okay. D'Anthony, who you got?
The Raiders.
They might shut the Raiders out.
The Raiders' run defense was really bad. which is interesting because they brought Christian Wilkins over from Miami, who's a really good interior defender. Mm-hmm. And obviously they got Max Crosby, but
Max Crosby got shut down.
He got shut down. Man, 9 points is so many fucking points.
It's at the bank. NFL. It's at the fucking bank. They're going to win by, they'll win by a touchdown and a field goal.
Yeah. I mean, Henry, he had a shitty week, week one. Yeah, he'll probably do it. I think he'll run all over him. He'll probably have a buck 50 in this game. See, I'll
take, they have the film. Rings. Here's the other thing. Week one, you don't have film on a team yet. They have a game to see where their fucking weaknesses are. Their weakness, the Raiders' weakness is their run defense. Mm. It's poor.
Yeah, it's not great.
They're going to fucking expose that.
Yep.
I run designed runs for Lamar. I run Derrick Henry. I run end of rounds with Zay Flowers the whole game until they fucking stop something. Probably. Yeah. So nine, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Raiders are so bad.
This will be on all my teaser cards, by the way. So I'm gonna take the Ravens, and I think they cover in this one.
They should cover. They should cover. They should score. They should win by two touchdowns. Like, they really should.
I agree. And it's their home opener. People are going to be amped about this 76 and kickoff. Baby. Yeah. So
dude, that place is electric. It's fucking fun playing there. It really is.
What kind of power do they have there? Do you know the color of it?
Purple.
Kidding. Next up, we got the Rams at the Cardinals. This is Cardinals minus one. They're favored, huh, in this game at home. That's a bit surprising. I thought the Rams looked pretty good last week. Who do you got, Derek?
Nacua's out.
I mean, I have a hard time betting for Kyler Murray. When you say that your job isn't to get the ball to the wide open receiver, like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, give up football and go play fucking video games, you fucking turd. If that was my teammate, dude, I'd have a hard time not fucking putting my hands on him. That idiot. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? You're getting paid. What's he making? 40 something million a year. And you're saying it's not your job to throw the ball to the fucking best receiver in the world.
It's absolutely nuts, dude.
To win the game. And dude, the picture, there's a perfect picture. It's not like he was getting flushed yet. He's not even flushed out of the pocket yet. He's standing there, and there's a wide open Marvin Harrison Jr. down the fucking middle of the field, mm-hmm. and he didn't throw the ball. So that shows me that this fucking guy does not give a shit about winning football games. So this is a game that the Rams could fucking win. They really could win this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I take the Rams plus the 1 point here on this one. I also like the over-under at 47.5. Both teams can score. You're probably looking at a 28-24 game, maybe 31-20, somewhere in that neighborhood. So taking the Rams and the over. What about you, D'Anthony?
No.
You're not touching it?
No. The Rams' offensive line is all fucked up right now. Like, they're all banged up. They have no depth at the position. They didn't – that, and McVay did an interview – yesterday, I think. Was it yesterday? What day is today?
Thursday.
Yeah, no, it was Tuesday. About, because Blake Corum didn't play one offensive snap. He got a tackle. Well, he got an assist on a tackle somehow. What the fuck? But yeah. Like a special teams play. But he didn't run the ball at all. And McVay said it was because their offensive line's all banged up. So they're not running the ball like they normally would. Right? That's suspicious to me. And now Nacua is out. Right, so you're very one-dimensional in your offensive capabilities. That's just too many moving parts for me, especially when these teams are going to score 50 points. This 47, and I would take the over probably.
I really think that, like, if Kyler Murray just can fucking put it together, the Cardinals should walk away with this game.
Yeah. I mean, so here's what can't happen. This will be one of your indicators, and it's not going to help you bet. It'll be after the game. If you look at the box score and you see that Marvin Harrison Jr. was targeted six times, or was targeted two times and had one catch for 4 yards, and then you watch the game tape and see him standing in the middle of the field wide the fuck open multiple times during the game.
With his hand in the fucking air?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude? He's the best receiver prospect that has been in this league since fucking, or since Megatron.
He was open a lot.
He was open for most of the game.
Yeah.
and they didn't throw him the ball because Kyler Murray can't see. He needs a fucking phone book to stand on to throw the ball.
He needs a fucking stepladder.
Yeah, it's like, man, what the fuck?
But you're still going to take the Cardinals?
No, I'm not taking anybody. Okay. I don't know what's going to happen in this game.
In Kyler Murray's defense about not being able to see, he also doesn't want to see.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you put a PlayStation up there, he might fucking look.
Yeah, it's not like Stevie Wonder who could actually see, by the way. Stevie Wonder's a piece of shit, Derek.
We've been against him from the beginning.
I get an interesting text here from our ticketing partner for DrinkerBrosTickets.com. He says the most expensive tickets in the NFL this year, the Lions. That's shocking to me.
Why? They're good for the first time in fucking ever, actually.
They are, but I just don't picture people in Detroit having money.
1993 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else are people getting into? We just went to Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, of all the pro sports teams I've visited and of all the college campuses, especially, that I've been on, Michigan, University of Michigan, has the ugliest women I've ever seen. Of any college I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been to like Idaho State or whatever. I don't know what's going on out there. I have no idea. And I just picked a random middle of nowhere place. I have no idea. But man, it was fucking beat.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Even Mikey said it too, man.
What a shame. Well, there's an old saying, one out of every 10 girls in the Big Ten are ugly and all of them go to Michigan.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
Apparently. Yeah, it is. We didn't know until we got there. But
good Lord, I'll never go back to that place.
Not a lot of talent up there, but good for Detroit, man. People are amped.
Yeah.
That's a shocking text there. Next up, Steelers at the loser Broncos.
Taking the Bronx, baby.
Steelers -2.5 here. Are you taking?
Always play good against the Steelers. Always. The Broncos always play good against the Steelers.
Well,
if you remember, that Antonio Brown meltdown was because of us.
Because of Vontez.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Knocking his brains out.
Oh, it was the game. It was the game against us. Remember when he was like, how are we supposed to win when our quarterback throws the ball to defensive linemen?
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, but you're not walking through that door anytime soon for these fucking losers. All in Broncos. On the Steelers, dude.
Take the fucking Broncos in this game. I know I fucked up last week, but this week
I'm looking.
All in on the Steelers here. Look at the over/under, by the way, 36.5. What a weak team. What an awful team that it's 36.5 is your over, dude. That's my I've got a my 6-year-old plays in football, so he's got a thing tonight. The over under in that.
Is he playing the pads on yet or not?
Not yet. It's next year. So next year's pads, and
I would wait to put him in pads.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
I would wait until middle school.
That's what Brett Favre told me too.
What's that? 12 or 11,
no? Like 11.
Yeah. Brett Favre told me the same thing.
Because there's too much. I started what I just really wish I would have waited, and I'm glad I had that, but I wish I would have playing flag football. If he's not going to be a fucking defense lineman or an offense lineman, then just keep him in flag football till middle school. Because he's not going to develop like that mental toughness anyways, until he gets to fucking middle school. Anyways, that's when that's going to start.
Okay.
And you're less brain injuries, more those kids that are in middle school playing, they actually love playing it. That's why they're playing it. They're not being forced by their dad to play. So you don't got kids out there just fucking off and not knowing what they're doing and, you know, leading with their head and shit. So I would just hold off. It'd be smart.
Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, he's in flag right now and then potentially pads next year. But the over under in tonight's game is actually higher than this because this is an awful team in Denver. And so my
they're gonna beat the fucking Steelers. We always beat the Steelers.
Derek, do I have to bet another $1,000 on this? Like, is that what we're doing here?
Do it so you can give that money back.
All in. I'll do it. I'll drop an Ariana Grande on this game. I'll text it to you afterwards, dude. I can't fucking wait to post it on the screen next week. D'Anthony, who you got?
No.
You're not touching it?
Fuck no.
Come on. Justin Fields, TJ Watt, TJ Watt.
I mean, the Steelers will probably win.
Yeah.
I think. They got more weapons.
Actually,
Tomlin's a better coach.
He sure is.
I would bet. If I'm going to bet, I'm betting the Steelers. So.
Derek, why? Why would you do that?
Because the Broncos fucking suck.
There we go. Thank fucking you. Suck.
But it is their home opener, so.
Yeah, it's their home opener, yeah. What are the tickets going for in this fucking thing? Ah, they're actually expensive on tickets.com. Yeah, the last row is $158.
Broncos have good fans. Even when they suck, they have
they
good
do.
Fans.
Oh, yeah. Always. We sold out fucking every game, mm-hmm. even when we won four games. So.
I mean, there's not, what else are you going to do? Climb a fucking mountain? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you still have those fat, greased up dudes in the barrels? Do they still go?
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's like the barrel guy.
Yeah.
He actually is not alive anymore.
Oh, but, he's dead?
Oh, did you do it?
No, wasn't me. Mm, but you said there that. Are, there is somebody has replaced him, but there is like a, in the, I think that would. When you come out of the tunnel down to the left, I don't know what direction it is, but there's a fucking group of guys down there that fucking get rowdy. So, I mean, it could be, it's going to be a fucking electric game. It's going to be a close game.
I wouldn't say electric. It's 36 and a half is an over. Yeah.
It's going to be a good defensive game.
Steelers all in. Bonix.
Wait, does Russell doesn't even travel?
Broken. Yeah. What do you do there? Because
if he's inactive, he's not traveling.
is that true?
Yeah. If you're inactive before they fucking leave, you're not traveling.
They don't let you on the plane?
No. Fuck no.
Interesting. I don't think he would want to go back there anyways because he would get booed relentlessly. I mean, he dragged this whole team down to the toilet with that contract.
He's still taking $39 million this year from the Broncos.
Yeah. He's taking their pride. He's taking everything. Awful team up there in Denver. Steelers all day. Next up, we got Bengals, Chiefs. Usually a great game. Usually the Bengals have their number. They didn't look great last week. This is KC -5.5 at home. And they were humming week one. Who you got here, Derek?
This is one of the Bengals usually fucking play the Chiefs great, right?
Mm-hmm.
After what I saw from the Bengals last week, I have a hard time betting in favor of the Bengals. I think the Chiefs fucking, yeah. I think you take the Chiefs.
Yep.
They can buy a touchdown for sure.
Who do you got?
Who was the leading receiver for the Chiefs last week?
Rashee Rice.
Yep. Rashee Rice. But who was the best receiver? The most dynamic receiver.
On their team currently, probably Hollywood Brown. Is he out or is he playing this week?
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy was great last week. Shit.
This is the first time that it's kind of insane to say this, to be honest, because of all the success they've had. But this is the first complete team Kansas City has had since 2018, I think. Right?
When maybe Tyreek Hill,
maybe 19. What year did he leave? It was after 20 that he left.
It was 21.
Right? But 20, they had that fucked up offensive line or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it was 20 or 21, one of those 2 years. So it's been a while since they've had a complete team.
Yep.
Right? And say what you want about P. Ryan and fucking Pacheco, but they get the job done, man. Mm-hmm. Week in and week out. Pacheco for 3 years now has gotten the job done. This is a very, very good team.
I agree.
And also T. Higgins is still out for the Bengals. They're not running the ball particularly well. Mixon's gone. He's in Houston. And
you
got
a bench.
They've got Jamar Chase to throw to right now. And maybe, like, if you give Jamar Chase enough time, probably gets open. But you don't have time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. No, this is fucking, I think the Bengals are getting blown out here big time.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an embarrassing game for them.
I'm all in on the Chiefs on this one. And it's
a home game for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Home game. And even if they keep it close, they still win by a touchdown. And at 5.5, yes, I'm all in.
By the way, to show you how dynamic that offense is, one of those Xavier Worthy touchdowns was a rushing touchdown. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That was his first NFL touch.
Yeah. The first time he touched the ball, he took like, what, 30 yards? I mean,
fastest 40 at the combine. Like, dude's, dude could be a stud, man.
They have him and Rice, who's a 100-yard receiver, Hollywood Brown, and Travis Kelce.
My God, man. Yeah, all in on the Chiefs.
Go with the Chiefs.
Next up, you got Bears at the Texans.
This I can't be, bet this fast enough.
I can't either. This
I can't wait for Sunday
very
night.
Fun Sunday night game. Caleb Williams in prime time here. Houston -6.5. I'm going to get ahead of everyone on this one because this is a game you bet immediately.
Yeah, don't let this
go to seven. Don't let this go to seven. Get it at 6.5. I think the Texans easily win by a touchdown, if not more.
10 to 13 points, probably.
This could be a fucking blowout. I mean, Caleb Williams looked like shit last week.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
The Texans are quite a bit better on both sides of the ball than the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I can't believe it's a 6.5.
And it's a road game for the Bears. The Texans are good, man.
Yeah.
Mixon, they were good last year. They were very competent last year. Mixon has now changed that team. They are a playoff team now for sure.
And they got Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins. They got all the things. So yeah, all in on the Texans here. And I'm going to bet this immediately after the show.
I might look for some alt lines to sprinkle like 10 or more.
Yeah.
On this one, to be honest, because 6.5 is not doing it for me.
No, I agree. I think this could be a fucking blowout on Sunday night.
Same thing for this next one, by the way.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I hate to rub it in, but
I can't believe that's only a 6.5.
Me neither. We got Falcons
in Philly
at the Eagles. Home game for the Eagles. Brand new fucking running back. 3 tutties for Saquon Barkley.
I will say this. The Falcons over the last 2 seasons have dramatically improved, especially this year with Judon. And what's his name? Who's the defensive back you guys picked up late in spring training?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, the defense looks good for the Falcons.
Justin Simmons.
Right.
Yeah, so Falcons defense is pretty good.
But they're going to be on the field all night long.
Yeah, it's a matter of time.
By 7-10, for sure.
Yeah, it's a matter of time before the Eagles crack that defense. Because the Falcons won't be able to stay on the field.
No.
They're terrible in offense, so...
Kirk Cousins in prime time.
Yeah, that's another part. But I don't know that he's starting. I wouldn't start him. He's not. He's clearly not healthy. You've got 20% of your playbook available because the dude can't plant his back foot.
Start.
Why? Why do that? Why? Like you spend because you make the point that you're spending all that money on him. But what if he gets hurt? What if he snaps his Achilles again? He's out for at least 2 full seasons now, and that contract is gone. So why even play him right now?
It's a loser organization, and that's what losers do. So they're going to play him. He's going to get his little fucking legs broken here. Eagles, plenty of talent on both sides of the ball here. I can't bet this fast enough either. Eagles -6.5 all fucking day and night long, dude. And I'm amped. There's going to be a lot of money in daddy's wallet this weekend here. Looking forward to it. Derek, thanks for joining us. You had Peyton Manning on Wolf Untamed this week. How was that episode?
It's pretty good. I thought it was great. You know, Peyton's, I said it last week, man. He's the fucking best teammate I ever had. He's a fucking awesome dude. So go check it out. It's a good episode.
Does he live in Denver?
Yeah.
Still, huh?
Mm-hmm. But that motherfucker busy. I don't know if I ever met anybody more busy.
Well, look.
Nonstop.
He's producing TV shows, documentaries. One of my best friends is shooting Chad Powers down there in Atlanta, Georgia right now. He'll be on the podcast on Friday or the Sunday night show. And we got a chance to talk about that. Glenn Powell is playing the Eli Manning character in that. And they're everywhere. Love the Manning cast too. It's fantastic.
Belichick, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So go check out Wolf Untamed. Listen to the Peyton Manning episode. Who do you got next week?
It's a great question. I'm not sure.
Well, you think about it. I'm in a lobby for Bo Nix because he'll be 0-2. So try to get him on the show next week with the Broncos being 0-2 and then ask him why he sucks. Okay.
Why do you suck?
Yeah. And then that's it.
Why are you gay?
Yeah. Why do you suck? Why are you gay? And then just have it be like a 2-minute podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. You know, like get out of there after that. And that's, I think it would be awesome. Just drop a 2-minute podcast banger, dude. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And if you want tickets to any of these games, they're all available on drinkingbrostickets.com. Again, Detroit's got the highest ticket price in the league these days. Things are looking up in Detroit. I'm kidding. It's Detroit, dude. I don't want to live there. For D'Anthony Holloway, Derek Wolf, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 2 NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.